Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone. It's Wednesday. It's Workshop Wednesday. And can you believe it? It's the end of January. We're already through the first month of the new year. A lot of questions keep floating around in my head on what everyone's doing this part of the new year. I mean, we spent the first part of the month making all these promises of what we were going to do. How many of us have stuck to it? Come on, raise your hands. I know that I'll be the example. I had a whole list of things that I wanted to do by the end of the first month. The good news is I got some of them done. The bad news is that the part of the list that I didn't get done was bigger than what I did get done. But moving forward into February, I know where to put my focus. So, you know, if you could always make the list as big as you want because you never know what could happen, you always have opportunity to get done more than you ever would have planned. Sure, you could have made a short list and said, yes, I was an overachiever and I accomplished it all, but would you have accomplished what you needed to? We could have this question and answer process going on for 2 days. But today, what I want to touch on is what it is that you are planning to get done this year. How are you planning to get it done? You know, I was at a workshop a couple weeks ago, and we talked about a theme for the new year were expectations. And, I got to hand it off to one of my fellow radio hosts, Brian Kaiser, who had this workshop that was talking about what are your expectations in the new year. Not what your goals are, but what are your expectations. We always list things. We always write things down. We always say what we're going to do. We always have the right intention. The problem is that we just never, ever know what our expectations are in those list goals. And that's probably the most important piece of it, right? So as we go through the new year, as you go through making this list of things that you need to have done in order to be able to get your accomplishments in the new year, have expectations. So let's do it for instance, okay? If you plan on bringing in three employees this year in your business, what are the expectations that are going to come from that? What is it that you're trying to get? What do you expect to achieve out of that? And how are you going to work that out? I mean, it just doesn't happen. You have to have a plan. You have to have a plan with expectations to understand what you're going to receive. Let's say someone calls you up and says they want to partner with you in business as a resource. A fair question is, what do they expect to get out of this? That way, down the road, you're not sitting there, you know, being disappointed by what you expected. And you know, allow them to understand what you expect out of it. That way, all the cards are on the table. Okay, so that's just my little pitch for the new year as we go through our list of January as we roll over into February. You know, it's a shame that our to-do list doesn't have rollover points like our phones, okay? Because, hey, that would be great, right? All the stuff we didn't get done, we'd be happy about because we got rollover points. I don't think so. Anyway, every week on the show, I talk about that one word. You know, my background, GAMBLE, stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And everybody goes, yeah, that sounds great, but what does it mean? Well, I talk about how you're growing as a person, how you're holding yourself accountable as an individual, how your actions and words market how your words and your actions market who you are and what you do, how you are able to shift your belief system to keep up with the fast pace of the world we live in, and how do you leverage that, and what kind of enjoyment do you get from it? So this week, I like to throw out that one word I do every week. You know, I challenge everybody. I give them a word of the week and a challenge of the week as well. So I want to stick with the one that I had last week, accountability. And I'll tell you why. It's really hard in the first part of the year and the middle of the year and the end of the year to stay accountable for what it is we want to do. Meet those expectations that we're always looking for. So every day you have to face up to what it is you're going to be accountable for. Now, if your list is 4 pages long, throw it away. It's impossible to get it done. Or how about this? If your list is 4 pages long, put it to the side and take the top 3 most important things off of it and get that done today. And if you get through it early in the day, tick another one off your sheet. If you don't get it all done, make that the first thing you do tomorrow. But don't look at 4 pages of what I need to do stuff. What you need to look at is 3 things that you can do today to move you forward to tomorrow. If you don't take advantage of doing that there, you're never going to get past it. And I don't care all the virtual assistants you have, all the great excuses that you have, you're never going to get past it. Hold yourself accountable. Now, I know for me, I had to hire someone to help me stay accountable. You know, my wife was pretty good at it, but, you know, I didn't just believe that she had the right intentions in mind. That's what us husbands do. So don't make it your partner in business. Don't make it your spouse. Make it someone that you're paying so that you will pay attention, because, unfortunately, when we don't invest in what we're doing, we don't do what we're doing. So find someone that's going to help hold you accountable for what it is you want to get done. Now, you can find someone to help you create what you want to get done, but someone's still going to have to hold you accountable so that you check in every day making sure that you got done what you said you were going to do. Here's why it works for solopreneurs and entrepreneurs and small business owners and people like ourselves. And, you know, life's a business. So you don't have to have your own business to be a part of this. But our personalities will not allow us to show up as failed. It's just who we are. And so if you have someone to report into, you have your homework checked at the end of the week, what happens is even if you have to stay up all night the night before, you'll get it done. It'll be tiring, but you will have gotten done the things on your list that need to be done to grow your business, to grow yourself, to grow opportunities, to build communities. So really, find someone to hold you accountable for what it is you want to get done. Make the list, and don't leave anything out. It can be 4 pages long. You just can't work off that list. That's something that has to be put up, so when it comes time to get to the next step, you have it already written down. That doesn't mean that you're going to get it right every single time. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to learn from them, and that's how you're going to grow your business. If you're sitting there saying you don't make any mistakes, I'm sitting here saying you don't have a business at all. Because if you're not making mistakes, you're not doing business. It's part of it. You have to fall, get back up, fall, get back up. It's like life, right? When you're 3 years old, you don't know anything. When you're 13 years old, you start thinking you know a lot. When you're 23 years old, you're an expert. And then when you're in your late 50s, like myself, you start understanding what you do and don't know and what you need to learn. So be accountable. Find someone this week to help hold you accountable. Okay, so let's just say that you're not really up for that chore. How about sitting down with someone that you know, like, and trust and having that conversation on what they think about someone holding them or you accountable? How does that work? Have an open discussion. It could help you grow and to be more accountable for the way you market yourself. It will help change your beliefs, which will allow you to leverage it into some enjoyment in your life. Okay, so we got a great show lined up. And, you know, I'm just going to brag on the show for a minute. We always have a great show lined up. We have the best guests from around the world and across the country. We have people that bring in what they're doing. And this show is all about, yeah, folks, it's all about promoting what other people are doing that is helping so many people in the world. So authors and speakers and business owners and all types of people, moms and dads, brothers and sisters, this is where you can tell people what you're doing so you can empower others to do what they're doing. My first guest today is Lisa Alexander. She's here in Houston. And Dr. Burnett Rorden is my second guest. And I'm thinking for some reason she's on the West Coast. I know she used to be around here in Texas, but we have a great show lined up. You're going to find out about winning entrepreneurs, okay, what these ladies are doing to be winning as entrepreneurs, okay? So we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my first guest and good friend, Lisa Alexander. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
If you know someone who wants the Legal A-Team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, and we got a great show lined up for you today. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, if you missed out on the monologue, word of the week is accountability. Action of the week is be more, find someone that's going to hold you accountable for what it is that you're doing in your daily day. Okay, so what I'd like to do now is bring up my first guest, okay, someone that I've been waiting to get on the show for a while. She's worked as an art director, a graphic designer, a marketing consultant throughout her 20-plus year career, and as a consultant, she helps small business owners grow their business through strategic marketing and planning. And what I'm most excited about, okay, is her new book she put out. It's called Put It Out There. So we're going to bring Lisa up to the show and find out a whole bunch more. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tony. Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure. Now, you know that I know you for a few years now, and I've been trying to get you on the radio show for a while. But we finally did it, so I'm celebrating. But let's let everyone out there learn a little bit more about Lisa. So I know that you're in Houston, but where are you from originally?
Originally, my family and I were from Los Angeles, California. So we transplanted to Houston about 20 years ago. So I don't know if that makes me almost a native, or maybe the fact that I gave birth to a Texan helps, but we've been here for about 20 years now, and we like it. It's home.
Well, you know, we have met through, well, lots of people, mostly Sandy Lawrence is our, I think, friend of connection, I would be safe to say. And you do a lot of networking in Houston as well as I do. And I was telling someone yesterday that Houston probably is the number one city in the country for networking groups. So, Lisa, tell me, in your career, okay, you went from, I'm sure, working for corporate or other organizations to working for yourself. How did you transition that, and did you use the Houston networking arena to kind of grow your business?
I used several things. Networking is definitely one of them. I have One experience in particular, I went to a chamber meeting, you know, close to my home, and went to a meeting, introduced myself. You know, they all do the, you know, you get a chance to do your elevator speech around the room, did my elevator pitch, and the woman sitting next to me says, "I need to talk to you after the meeting." I'm like, okay, and how many times have we heard that? Everybody says, "Oh, I really need to talk to you," or "I want to get with you later on," and you never, you know, the follow-up falls through. This lady was very persistent. She says, "No, seriously, what are you doing after this meeting? Can I go buy you a cup of coffee after this meeting?" And we go down the street. We go a few doors down, go to a coffee shop, and I sign a deal. You know, of course, we talked and told more. We talked about what her project was, what she needed to have done. I think by the end of the week, I had closed the deal. I'm a fan of networking, especially when it works that way, when it works that fast in that way. It was a good meeting. And so you just never know. I definitely encourage, you know, definitely being at the right places, at the right. There are a lot of networking events, and all networking events are not created equal. So definitely find a good group, meet with people, and things happen. Magic happens.
Yeah, and you made a really good point. It doesn't always happen that quickly. Majority of the time, it's a process of building relationships with others so that they can learn more about you, so they can develop that know, like, and trust and make a connection with you to do business. But
right.
If you don't go out there and try it, you're never going to know whether or not you could experience that automatic hookup.
Mm-hmm. You have to go. You have to be there. If I hadn't have been there, I wouldn't have met that client. So it's good. You have to go. You have to get out there.
Okay. So you have been in marketing, you know, and you've been a consultant, you know, graphic design, a marketing consultant, and you started 20 years ago. And 20 years ago, it was a completely different way of doing things than it is today. Would you say that?
Oh, definitely. When I first started, we were still doing things by hand. And so personal computers were just coming on the scene. You know, we were just getting our very first Apple computers, our very first Mac. So I'm really dating myself here. And so a lot of production work was still very much done by hand. I remember we had to ink things. And when I went to school, we had two classes to take. You had to take traditional graphic arts, and then you took your computer class. And I never will forget, I had an instructor tell me, well, you know, somebody was complaining, why are we even learning this? We've got computers now. And they're like, well, if the electricity goes out, you're going to need to know how to do this by hand. And from that day to this one, I have never had to do anything by hand. So I'm grateful for that. But if I had to ink something out, I probably could. But thank goodness for, they call them backup generators, so you can always have power and get work done. But it's a quite different stage than it was 20 years ago. Very, very different.
And so, you know, a lot of times I talk in front of groups of people about their belief system. So 20 years ago, the instructor never even imagined that computers would go in the direction they were going. He was still worrying about what if the power goes out. So now in today's world, you know, everything has shifted. It's so quick. And, you know, you have to change your way of thinking, even though the marketing strategies could be similar. Okay, but the way of doing it changed. How do you find, because a lot of entrepreneurs have trouble keeping up with making change, how do you find that challenge?
Social media is the thing that changes frequently. Facebook changes their algorithms, Google will change theirs. Everybody, you know, they'll change so often, it's kind of hard to keep up. And especially when you're talking about SEO, things like search engine optimization, you know, those algorithms change. So what can you do as a business person to keep up? Put out good content regularly. When you're marketing online, when you're doing, now there's online marketing that you do, and then I'm still a firm believer in traditional marketing. I believe in doing the face-to-face, if you do trade shows. Marketing is such a big umbrella, and then the social media and online marketing is just one part of it. It should be a part of a very big program or your umbrella, your marketing umbrella. It's a tool in your toolkit. And so with social media and online marketing, those things change frequently. But again, if you put out good content, whether that's video, whether that's a Blog Talk Radio show like this one, whether it's social media posts, a blog, whatever you put out, you want to put it out consistently so that you can remain in standing with Google and all the search engine guys and be found in your particular niche. So if you do nothing else,
right,
be consistent.
So, you know, years ago, well, they used to say, don't try to keep up with the Joneses. But in a way today, in the market today with social media, you have to keep up with what's going on. And so, Lisa, I have a question for you because I know that you know a lot about social media. That's part of your business. Do you go out and speak to groups and explain to them about the different pieces of social media as far as, you know, marketing or using them or what works best for different things?
What I'll particularly talk about when I go speak to different networking groups, like I have a group coming up in March, and what I'm going to talk about is your target audience. And so part of that conversation is, where are they? What do they want to hear? What are they used to? What do they have in common? Putting together a message, and then how do you send that message out? So that message may be through email. It may be on social media. So you really have to – that's determined by your target audience. And so once you have a good handle on who they are, where they are, you can reach them at that point. But you got to know who they are, where they are, in order to get that message across.
Interesting. Okay. So I want to shift gears now because
sure.
I wanted people to know a couple things. You do have a lot of experience in the world you live in, okay, as your business. But I also want to make sure that people understand. You have a book called Put It Out There, 5 Steps to Kick Fear's Butt and Move Your Dreams Forward. Okay, so a lot of times, most people, and I'm going to use myself as an example, we are just afraid to go try something that isn't that complicated. It just might not be understood properly, or maybe someone didn't explain it to you the way it could have been explained. So sometimes you have to have someone come along, give you a little kick to make sure that you jump into that fear and fight it and get through it. What made you decide to write a book about just kicking fear's butt and moving your dreams forward?
Because it's what I had to do. It's from personal experience. If you're going to pursue anything, you're going to have to grapple and deal and overcome your own fears. You'll have to. Otherwise, fear will keep you paralyzed, and you'll keep this huge to-do list of things you want to do. You want to accomplish your bucket list, your expectation list. It'll always be a list and never accomplished because fear will say, oh, my God, I've never done it before, or somebody else did it and they failed horribly, or what will my family think? What will my spouse think? What will people say about me? All the crazy stuff we tell ourselves, and we'll never get it accomplished. And so the book is about how you deal with fear, how you kick fears, but the steps you have to take to overcome it so that you can move the dream forward. We've all seen, or pretty much, if you're on social media, you've at one point seen the little meme, and it says, it's a dot in a circle, and it says, your comfort zone is here. And then just outside of that circle with the dot, and it's like, but the magic happens here. So you've got to deal with your fear. You got to come out of your comfort zone if you want to experience the magic. That's the only way it happened.
Mm. So you've written more than one book, I believe, right? I think you wrote another book called This Woman Knows.
Yes, I did.
So,
that book is...
Go ahead.
That was, I think, the second book I wrote. And that book was really an introduction to the This Woman Knows movement, where you just encourage women especially, entrepreneurs, whether you're a mom and you're in the workplace or you have your own business, how important it is for women to know their own value. And it's based on a scripture, you know, for those that practice Christianity and are familiar with the Proverbs 31 woman, it comes from there. And you have to understand that what it is that you produce, whether it's cookies, whether it's code for computers, whether it's a marketing strategy, you have to know that what you produce is good. And we as women, we really struggle with placing a high value on the things that we produce. So the This Woman Knows movement stems from the book that I wrote, and it's my journey of how I became, my journey to becoming a woman who knew.
I love it. I think that, you know, people putting their stuff out in a book today is the best way to start allowing others to know more about them. Everybody's on that saying, know, like, and trust. It sounds really great, but no one ever really makes connection. The book allows you to make that connection. As a marketing person, what would you tell people about putting their story out there?
You have to. It's the right now, people want to know your backstory. People want to know how did you get where you are? What did it take? They want to know blood, guts, and tears. Tell me what happened. Tell me what you went through. And so it's so important that you document your story, whether it's through videos, whether it is through self-publishing a book. It's so easy to self-publish a book these days. Any and everybody can do it. Now, I would recommend that you do hire a very good editor, somebody who can, you know, a wordsmith who can help you with language, and then have a very good graphic designer put that together for you. There have been, well, let's just say some people don't. They don't invest the money in there, and it shows. So invest the money in a good wordsmith, a good editor, and a good graphic designer to give you a real good shot out there. Because I'll tell you, the marketplace is crowded. Everybody's got a book. Mostly everyone has a book out there.
And
you want to stand out.
Right, so you want to stand out. And sometimes, as I mentioned about being marketing yourself, what you put out there represents who you are. And that's not always the case when you self-publish and you don't invest a little bit to make sure that the book is of the quality on the outside that it would be on the inside, because that represents a lot of who you are, correct?
Correct. I tell people all the time, protect your brand. At all costs, you protect your personal brand. So that means I may not go everywhere. That means, you know, the books, what I produce, it has to fit the brand. It has to, because I have to protect. That's all I have out in the marketplace is my brand, is my reputation. So I protect it at all costs. And so a friend of mine, we went looking at a venue because she's getting ready to host an event. And so we go to the venue and we look around, and I looked at her and I said, oh, this is brand worthy. And so you have to start looking at things. It's like, will this represent my brand well? Is this brand worthy? And so have somebody, make sure, especially if you're publishing a book, make sure it fits your brand. It's brand worthy, and it represents you the way you want to be out in the marketplace. You want to look well. You want to have, you know, margins lined up correctly. You want pictures to pop. You want whatever you put out to be brand, to be worthy of your brand.
Well, you know, what happens is, on this show, we always run out of time faster than we want to commit to. So what I want to do, Lisa, is, first of all, tell everyone how to find you, how to connect with you, how to hire you, how to buy your book, all those things, okay? And then let me know if you'll come back on the show so we can brag about you some more. There's a lot more stuff we need to talk about.
Sure. People can find me on my website. There are two. you can link to either one. You can go to thiswomanknows.com. You can buy, put it out there, This Woman Knows. There's a store online. You can go to that website and learn more about me, hire me to speak, all that good stuff. If you're interested in marketing work, you can go to themarketingstylist.com. So either two sites, they all kind of link back and forth to each other, but that's where I can be found, thiswomanknows.com and themarketingstylist.com.
And what about if they want you to come out and speak to their group? Do you travel? Is it only in the Houston area, any part of the state of Texas, around the world? Tell them that, please.
I will travel. I will speak anywhere. To groups, just send me a notice, and we'll work out the details, negotiate a deal, and I'm more than happy to come and speak for or your organization.
Well, Lisa, I have going to reach out to you afterwards, because I was just in College Station yesterday at one of our networking events, and they're looking for someone to come and speak on social media, and I think that you can provide a lot for them to develop the information they need. So we're going to work on that first, and then work on getting you back on the show to be a part of more information share, because like I said, there's a ton of information just about marketing, which is important for people to understand, and more about your book as well. So I really thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.
We will talk soon. Folks, we're going to go to commercial break and bring up my next guest, Manette Rorden. So we'll be right back.
As a practical, interactive, solution-focused therapist, Dr. Alan Simberg's treatment approach is to provide support and practical feedback to help clients resolve current challenges and long-standing patterns. With sensitivity and compassion, Dr. Simberg helps clients find solutions to a wide range of life challenges and psychological issues. Dr. Simberg specializes in a number of areas, including addiction and recovery solutions, family, parenting, and relationship issues, depression and anxiety, spiritual counseling, and more. Blending conventional and complementary approaches, Dr. Simberg draws on a variety of styles and techniques to incorporate what will be most helpful for each client. Find out more information or contact Dr. Alan at alansimberg.com. Let Dr. Alan Simberg help to enhance your life through effective therapies.
Feeling burnt out or lost on where to go next? Feeling like you own a job instead of a business, or that your business is running you instead of you running it? Expert business advisor Mike Calderwood can help. Mike uses a personalized, strategic, and proven approach to help you identify what is and isn't working in your business. He'll then help you establish an action plan so your business can thrive. Mike Calderwood, providing you straightforward solutions to gain a real advantage in your business. Learn more at MikeCalderwood.net.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and we're here today on Workshop Wednesday. And we just finished up the first interview with Lisa Alexander, who is from Houston, Texas, and just written a book that you need to get. You can find all the information about how to connect with all of my guests by going to Tough Talk Radio Network on Facebook. You can go to Tony Gambone on Facebook. You can find anything you need to find just by typing it in to the search bar, Tony Gambone or Tough Talk Radio Network. We're real excited today about what's going on, and we hope that everyone is taking notes. Beginning the show, we talked about being more accountable to get things done this year, in the year 2015. Challenge is to go out there and talk to someone about what they think or how they can help you become more accountable in your daily actions. My second guest is Manette Rorden. She is someone that I have met a few years back at a networking function here in Houston, and she flew in for it, and she's just authored a book as well. So I'd like to welcome Manette to the show. Manette, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Tony. I'm glad to be back.
It's a pleasure. I've been excited that you brought your book with you this time. And, you know, first of all, I just want to say it's been a while, and I want people to know more about you. I know you. I've had a different conversation with you and spent some time with you at Michelle Sizzler's event. But I'd like them to find out more about you. Tell them where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Excuse me. I'm having some allergies today, so I'll be taking some sips of water in between our conversation. So I'm Dr. Manette Rorden, and I live in beautiful Santa Barbara, California. Normally I say sunny Santa Barbara, but it's not too sunny today. It's kind of cool and gray, and it's a refreshing change. You might think that living in paradise could never get boring, but every once in a while I miss the weather of Texas, which is where I grew up. I'm a native Texan. Heard you talk to Lisa about College Station, did my undergrad at Texas A&M many, many years ago, class of 87, whoop, for all those other Aggies out there. And most recently, I know, I got to get that in there, most recently lived in the Dallas area up in Plano for 13 years and now have been in Santa Barbara for about 3 years. So, you know, kind of been around in a lot of different places and am super happy to be back in California in the warm weather. One of my friends recently went to do some consulting work, Tony, in Dallas, and she's like, it's so cold here. And I'm like, yep, I'm not missing the cold at all. And when I was in Texas, I owned a publishing company. I owned a company that we published a parenting magazine. I grew that from a small quarterly magazine where we printed only 20,000 copies a quarter to a monthly magazine with a glossy cover and 50,000 copies a month. So we had quite a roller coaster ride for about 11 years, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of changes in the economy. The, you know, downturn in 2008, 2009 really impacted our client base, which were small business owners. And so over the years of owning that magazine, I became really passionate about marketing and in particular about helping small business owners understand how to market themselves effectively, and usually given the fact that they don't have a lot of time. And I think we tend to make marketing into this really big thing, Tony, and it really can be pretty simple. So I wrote my new book, The Artful Marketer, to help people understand that marketing can be fun, it can be super creative, and it can be really effective without completely taking over your whole life.
Mm. Well, you know, I participated in a part of a workshop that you were on stage doing, and mm-hmm. I believe I still have the little stickers on that lanyard hanging up on my bulletin board that describes who I was.
Right.
So do you still do that?
Oh, absolutely.
The different personality types,
mm-hmm.
right? Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's an emphasis on core temperament, which is a little distinct from personality. I know we've talked about that before. But the truth is that I have discovered that once we understand not only who we are, from a personality perspective, we can instantly improve sales, Tony, when we understand are quickly able to assess the personality of other people as well. We try to sell to people the way that we like to buy, and not everybody buys in the same way. So, yes, I definitely still do the core temperament work. Every single one of my clients has to take that assessment before we do any work together at all, because it helps me be a more effective coach in working with them by understanding what's their learning style, what's their presentation style, which aspects of their business are they strongest at, and which ones are they struggling with. And I seem to be attracting a lot of those really creative types that are chasing bright, shiny objects all the time and really struggling with consistency and focus in their marketing.
So I want to ask you a question, because shiny objects should probably be part of the personality description of entrepreneur. It just seems that everyone struggles with it. Do you feel as though when you go through this testing process, and it's not, it doesn't hurt, folks. It's really kind of cool, because understanding other people is really important. But do you feel as though understanding yourself is more important than understanding who you're talking with, so that you will be able to do that?
You know, it's a great question, Tony, and I would say it's 50-50. Entrepreneurs are great at focusing on ourselves, and, you know, I was listening to you do what you do best, talking to Lisa, connecting her with speaking opportunities. You're this natural connector, putting people together and creating opportunities for people, and that's part of your natural temperament that doesn't come naturally to everybody. So the challenge with entrepreneurs, especially when we're new in business, is we get so excited about what it is that we're bringing to the world, the work that we're doing, the gifts that we bring. We're really passionate about our tools and our processes and all the different things that we can do for people, that we forget to put the emphasis and focus on what the other person needs. So what I love about any core temperament or personality assessment is that you can use this type of information to really stand in the space of your ideal clients. You know, I can never talk enough about how important it is to understand exactly who it is that you want to work with. You know, in my core temperament assessment, all my clients tend to be the same two different temperaments. They're either ringmasters or border collies, and they're usually a combination of both. They're super creative, they're very nurturing, and they lack discipline and focus, and they don't tend to pay attention to the finances in their business. So it gives me this incredible baseline for understanding how to communicate effectively to them and understand how to help them to my best ability.
Okay, so I want to shift now, because I could talk to you about that all day. You just mentioned a few different things that make my lights go ding, ding, ding. Okay, so I know that everyone out there suffers from that, and I know that we probably have a little bit in that of those things in all of us. So I want to make sure people understand that you can help them with that as well. One of the things I want to talk about is the artful marketer. How does that come about? What is it about? And does it have anything what we just talked about in it?
Yeah, great question. So this is my second book. My first book, From Fizzle to Sizzle, had more information about core temperaments. And if people are interested in the core temperament assessment, they can reach out to me through my website, MinetteRiordan.com, or find me on Facebook. Tony's tagged me, thankfully. Thank you very much, all over the place today. I'm pretty easy to find online, and I'm happy to send anybody a free core temperament assessment. But the new book, The Artful Marketer, shifts gears a little bit to really focus on business planning and marketing planning. What I saw happening with all of my clients, you know, we would do the core temperament work, we would look at their core values, we would start clarifying their vision about where they want to go, and when it came time to actually create a roadmap to get from point A to point Z, they would get really overwhelmed. So the Artful Marketer is the result of all my work with my clients. There's lots of client success stories in there and client struggle stories as well about how to go through this process of putting a plan in place and understanding that a business plan, I teach a model for a one-page visual business plan that's pretty easy to complete in a couple of hours, because what I found is that people heard those words, business plan, and it was like pulling teeth. They'd rather go to the dentist than create a business plan, because they were thinking it was going to be hundreds of pages of long and lots of in-depth detailed information. And you and I both know that if someone's looking for venture capital funding, or they're looking for even a bank loan or investors, you're going to need a full-blown business plan, a professional formal business plan. Go hire somebody to help you with that if you do need it, so that it's done well. But for most small business owners, we just need a simple roadmap. You know, I like to use the analogy, Tony, if I was trying to drive from Santa Barbara to come see you in person in Houston and I just got in my car and started driving, there's no telling where I would end up or what road bumps I would hit or what kind of distractions and detours I'd want to take. It's really important to have specific directions on where you're going and to understand how to course correct along the way. And I find that having even a simple plan in place can really help us manage the bright, shiny object syndrome, because it pulls us back to center and helps us refocus again. So the Artful Marketer will help you create a one-page business plan marketing plan and a really simple marketing calendar that really right brain creative people who struggle with details can implement on a daily basis. Because I really believe if people would just commit 15 to 30 minutes a day to marketing their business, they would create exponential success with just a little bit of extra effort.
So is it safe to say that most people struggle because they don't understand the simpleness of it?
Yeah, I think that when we think about marketing, like, you know, with a capital M in quotes, it's pretty overwhelming. Yeah. And today, you know, people think they equate marketing with social media. And marketing is much broader than that. It's really important to have an overall marketing strategy. And that can be really scary and intimidating for entrepreneurs. It's like, what does it mean to have a marketing strategy? Well, really, basically, it's like, I'm at point A with my income, and by the end of the year, I want to be at this level of income. How am I going to get there? So helping them really simplify the process and understand both the financial aspects and the actual tasks that they need to implement. We don't all need to spend 10 hours a day on social media to grow our business. In fact, you know, social media, I think, is only one small part of a marketing strategy. You and I are both huge fans of networking and getting out from behind the computer, going out and doing public speaking, doing radio shows like this one, going out and meeting people face-to-face in person. You know, I think entrepreneurs have a hard time deciding where to invest their limited time that they do have, because obviously we have to work in our business as well as on our business.
You know, in the beginning of the show, I mentioned that I was at a workshop that one of my fellow hosts put on, Brian Kaiser. He put on a workshop, and it's kind of a think tank that he does once a month. And it was in the beginning of January, and what they were talking about was everybody wants to set goals and write a plan and all this stuff, but no one wants to write down or face the expectations they're expecting to get out of this. So when you meet people and they have all these things they want to do, and you find out their personality or their core or what makes them tick or where the struggles are, and when you ask them to write down a business plan, they get glazed over. But if you ask them what their expectations are for this year, they kind of get glazed over too. How come people don't see that point of it?
I think it's because we have unrealistic expectations that aren't really connected to who we are and to what we want to create. So I was teaching a business mastermind a few years ago in Dallas, and we were doing this activity where we were asking people to set a big financial goal for the year, their bold financial goal. It didn't matter if it was 25,000 or 50 or 100 or a million. And there was this one young couple and who was growing a brand new business, and they wrote down, oh, we want to make $1 million this year. And so what we did was we started backing it up and said, well, you know, how are you going to get from where you are to all the way to a million? Do you know how much work that's going to take? So I think people are really unrealistic about what they can create. So with this couple, when we sat down and we really looked at it and we said, okay, do you really need $1 million? Tell me a little bit about your lifestyle. Tell me a little bit about what you want to accomplish. And when they really looked at the whole picture as opposed to just picking some, you know, magical, mythical number out of the air, it was so much more doable and so much more connected to who they were. And they still had a really big, awesome goal, I think a couple $100,000, but it's a long way from $1 million. Not that there's anything wrong with having the goal to break through to your first seven figures. It's an awesome goal. But I find that so many business owners really have no clear understanding, Tony, of how to get from where they are financially to where they think that they want to be. And so getting them connected emotionally as well as tactically and in the details is a big part of what I help my clients do, understand exactly the steps they need to take. And, you know, Michelle Sism is one of the people that really helped me personally in my business understand from a coaching perspective what is an effective doable business model look like, and she really simplified that, and I've been able to help clients in a lot of different industries really understand what it looks like to build a viable financial model in your industry, because every industry is unique as well, as we both know.
And, you know, I really agree with you. Michelle does make it simplified, right? I mean, because there are steps that you have to take before you move forward. And one of the things that people preach all the time to people is think big, go big. The reality of that is that you have to still stay, you know, getting seven figures is awesome, but first you have to hit six figures. You know, so having a plan of making $1 million, you know, as you mentioned, you have to work backwards, and it might be 6 years away, it might be a year away, it might be 10 years away, but if you don't write it down and see it, it doesn't mean it's set in stone. You're not going to be able to stay focused on that journey from California to New York when you do hit those detours. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I like to call it, in my program, I tell people, when they get that plan, I'm going to come and help you build the guardrails for that highway that you're traveling so you can't veer off without recognizing the sound of the fender hitting the guardrail. So, you know, that's important. And people just think that they can just read something and go, oh, it's not that hard. And I'm really focused in this year on making sure my listeners know how important it is to invest in themselves, to put someone in place to hold them accountable, or actually open up the plan that you have and make a vision of it. So if people want you to come and speak, I know you travel because you just traveled in for a workshop when I first met you. But how do they find you? How do they get your book? And what is the one thing that you hope they take away from your book?
Awesome. So easiest way to find me personally is on my website, MinetteRiordan.com. That's MinetteRior, D as in dog, AN.com. Easiest way to find the book is on Amazon.com, The Artful Marketer, The Fundamental Business Guide for Creative Entrepreneurs. And the biggest takeaway that I want them to get from the book, Tony, is that business isn't as hard as they think it is, that with a simple plan, they can make such significant progress so that they can have that first six-figure breakthrough or more.
Very good. And so would you go places to speak? And do they contact you directly? Is there someone else they need? I mean, how do they do that?
No, they can, thank you. Yes, I am happy to travel to speak depending on the opportunity and on my schedule, and I love to travel. So it's, you know, something that's a high value to me. Speaking is one of my most favorite things to do. And currently the simplest way is just to send an email to Minette@MinetteRiordan.com. They can also visit my speaker page and download my speaker sheet at my website on MinetteRiordan.com/Minette Speak. So it's pretty easy to find that information. I'm a huge Facebook fan. You can connect with me at Facebook.com/CoachMinette. And connect with me that way as well.
Well, I know that anyone out there that personally wants to meet Minette or Lisa, I will personally do an introduction to you by email. Love to make those connections. And what is a piece of advice you're giving for this year, 2015?
The one piece of advice that I am giving all of my clients, and I would say to all of the listeners today, is to understand your big why. Before you sit down to create a plan, really understand why you're in business. Why is it important to you? What do you hope to accomplish? What's going to be the result? Your big why. Staying connected to your big why is a great way to keep those guardrails that Tony was talking about in place.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like having the target, right? You don't know where you're shooting unless you can see it. You don't know why you're doing what you're doing unless you know why you're doing it.
Yeah, and the why varies for everybody. For some, it's financial freedom. For some, it's success. For some, it's they want more time with family. For me, I want to get my business built up so my husband can quit his day job and we can work together, right? That's right now, that's my big why. Freedom is the word that really captures, you know, what it is that I want to personally create for my life and for my clients as well. So stay connected to that big why. And if you don't know what it is, I encourage you to spend some time journaling, painting, meditating, walking, brainstorming, mind mapping. You know, there's a lot of fun ways. Have a conversation with a friend until you can really articulate in one word or one sentence what your big why is.
Awesome. And my suggestion to the people out there that are struggling on not knowing their why or how, is to connect with you, because you have a way of having a conversation with them. It's painless and they will get it. So,
yeah.
Minette, thank you for spending time with us today on the show. It goes really quickly. I want to ask you one real more fast question. When is the next book coming out?
Great question. So I am already in the planning stages for the next book. I probably won't release another book. Fall at the earliest, looking again at next January, since this one literally just came out 2 weeks ago. And the next one's going to be all about sales, Tony, and the art of sales. I think that's, you know, right up there with marketing, the second biggest fear that entrepreneurs have is selling. So if I can make that easier for them, that would be awesome.
Yeah, well, we look forward to hearing more about that and following you. And I hope that people will connect with you on Facebook, because you have a lot of great stuff to share. And the only way they're going to be able to do that is if they take the time to connect with you. So, Matt, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate you. And I miss talking to you. So we're going to have to connect offline just so I can catch up, find out more about what you got going on.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Tony. I always appreciate being a guest on your show.
My pleasure. Thank you for taking time to spend with us today. So have a great day.
You too.
All right, folks, that's our show for today. We're going to wrap it up. You know, it's really something. Lisa Alexander and Dr. Manette Reardon is two ladies that are very good in the marketing arena. So I really suggest that you go look at their websites, go to Tony Gambone or Tough Talk Radio Facebook page. You'll find out all the information, how to connect with them on Twitter, how to find them on their website. And also email me info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. And let me do a personal introduction. I would love for you to meet them personally. That's our show for today. And I hope that everyone has a blessed week. And we'll see you next week.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.